So what do I mean by a single subject design? Well, what I mean is that it's applied to only one subject or a small number of subjects. And usually you're going to see a small number of subjects. What you mean when you say a single subject design, it means that you're going to view the subjects as individuals. So I'm going to go through and describe the individual behaviors. In other words, the results are not going to be added together. So when you have studies that have statistics and talks about means and standard deviations, then you're talking about group designs and you're not able to see individual differences. When you do a single subject design, your focus is on a detailed analysis of each individual subject. So what we're trying to do is to get in there and see how this treatment technique or analysis approach or assessment influences subject behavior. And so instead of trying to find out how everybody's the same, we're going in and looking for similarities across subjects always, but we're very interested in the differences between the subjects and possibly getting some insight into why different people respond in different ways. A single subject design is always highly controlled and it has specified conditions. So it's not often what you think of when you think of a treatment design. Those kinds of designs are case studies where you can go in and manipulate things and you're doing what's routine. In a single subject design, it is as rigorously controlled as a research experiment. You very carefully dole out the treatment. You have lots of training for your therapist. You want to make sure everybody's doing things in the same way so that you can really assess how effective a particular treatment might be.